A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again.
And a very good morning to you too, Gerry.
Tony, we're going to start with a query that has come in to us on the programme, and it's in relation to lending money. Now, I know you've talked about that before when it comes to the issue of money, but this person getting in touch with us and saying, "Dear Tony, I feel very bitter over money I gave to what I thought was a good cause. I gave a lot of money to help out a family a few months ago. I have now heard they have a new car and have renovated their house. This is not what I gave the money for. Am I wrong to be annoyed with this, as I donated the money from my own free will? It was my Christmas savings." That comes in from a listener this morning.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And it's one that comes up quite often because, you know, people are generous. I mean, basically, I say to this person, there is no wrong in feeling annoyed. Even a small bit bitter for a short time, but bitterness does eat into our consciousness. But do not, please, beat yourself up over being kind, considerate, and even generous. You know, the problem with these things is we blame ourselves for being good. That's the problem. But, you know, again, you can be very annoyed at the family, but don't be annoyed at yourself, because that's the problem. The other thing, of course, is, have you taken any steps to recover your money? And, you know, you could take the general sort of ones first before you'd even consider legal ones. But, you know, you might say to the family, you know, you see they're doing well, and it's great to see they're doing well and fixing the house up and spending money on a car, but you need cash now. Is there a possibility they can give you some of it back over the next couple of weeks or whatever? And if that doesn't, you know, get results in time, you could consider talking to some legal help. You know, but the main thing is, please don't focus the negative on yourself, because that is the danger. We get really annoyed with ourselves, and we start feeling upset, bitter, and that affects everything we do if we allow that to get in under the skin, as it were.
Yeah. So, you know, I suppose the question here with this, Tony, is just it's a little bit confusing from the way it's been worded. I'm not sure if this was just, I'm giving you some money to help out a particular problem you have, but the word donation, was this an official thing that was given? Was there some sort of a charity element meant to be for it? And then, we're not sure about that. So we're speaking in without that knowledge. So the listener might get back in touch, maybe without giving us details, clarify that element of it. Was it like a friend of a family friend loan or something like that? And that was what I was, or was it official, you know, need help through this charity or through this fund me page or whatever it was? That'd be important to know, I guess.
Yeah, well, if it's done through some agency or whatever, you could talk to the agency about it. But if you just gave it to the family out of the kindness of your heart, then, you know, I would suggest this, the steps that I had already mentioned there, you know, that you in conversation sort of mention, it's great to see you're back up and you're spending money on the house and car, etc., etc. I'm now in need of money. Is there, you know, some way you can give me some or all of that money back? But if it's through an agency, it's, of course, a different story altogether, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Tony, the other side of it, though, is if you give a donation, if you earn, do you have to be, or even if you give, you know, money to somebody to help them out for a specific reason, you're losing control over that money. So do you kind of have to just accept what happens? You could be angry, you could be frustrated. As you said, there's ways of dealing with that, but that once you do part with the money for that altruistic reason, you also have to accept, look, I'm not going to have a control over what happens here with that money.
Yeah, you have to, as it were, establish a contract. You know, I can't give you money full stop, but I can loan you money for a while. That's different from, you know, here's a couple of hundred or whatever. And money given should be forgotten, basically. That's it. If I give money to a charity, I completely forget that I've done it. It's given, whatever happens it afterwards is different. No, if the charity is not honest or whatever, I will take steps to maybe see something happens there. But other than that, you're right. That's a very good point you made there, Jerry.
Yeah, but don't beat yourself up anyway. You weren't the one
doing the wrong here. You're being a kind and decent and good neighbour. That's exactly what you are. And you know, don't let, you know, the bitterness or the anger over people abusing a situation. Because, I mean, if somebody borrowed a fair whack of money a few months ago and are able to buy a new car and do the house up or whatever, there's something wrong somewhere, you know. And definitely, you're okay, as I say, being a bit annoyed, being a little bit angry at them, but not at yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have another query in here from a listener. It says, I've been trying to lose weight for years. I've tried various diets and exercise plans, but nothing seems to work for me for long. I lose a bit of weight for a while, but then it comes back on again. I'd like to hear any help or tips how I can make it work this time.
Losing weight is a two-pronged process, really. One is the state of mind and the other is the state of body. And the two don't always go together, and sometimes the two go too darn close together. So basically, if your mind isn't sort of in the right place, if you're, you know, a little bit depressed or under pressure or whatever, it's not a good time to be sort of trying to focus on losing weight. When your mind is a bit clearer or whatever, that is the time. And, you know, again, you may be going through cycles. You know, you may feel grand for a few months and then, you know, you get a bit bored or whatever. And your mind goes into the negative sort of state. That's when you start dipping into the bowl of chocolates or whatever and, you know, eating more than you should do. I had a weight problem for many years, not serious weight problem, but one of the things that worked very well for me and is still working because I still use it is what they call an intermittent diet. And there are several forms of intermittent diet, and they're easy enough to stick by because if you just stick by literally times. And the one I'm on, I basically don't eat anything after 6 p.m. at night. Now, occasionally when I go out, or there's a party on, or that's different, and I'll make an exception and then go back to the rule again the next day or a day or two later. But basically, you diet, you don't have any nourishing foods, as it were, between 6 p.m. and 10 a.m. the following morning. And no, you can have a cup of tea, but no sugar in it and that sort of thing, but no biscuits or nothing like that for those hours. And It's a slow way of losing weight. Initially, you'll only lose a pound or two over a couple of weeks. And then slowly, slowly, over months, it will reduce the overall weight. And I have maintained a reasonably even weight. I go up or two, up or down a few pounds here and there, but at Christmas and stuff like that, where there's more grub around the place. But generally, it has worked for me, and it has worked for a lot of my patients down the years before I retired. It works for if you stick with it and you keep the rules, as it were. Most of the problems lie really in the area of the mind. If you feel a little bit depressed or a little bit low, what will I have? Oh, I'll have, or there's some lovely chocolate cake, or there's a few biscuits, or there's a whatever. And eating in between meals and later at night is where most of the problem arises with people. But as I said, if you get that bit right, and this intermittent dieting, now, if you have any problem, if you're a diabetic or you have any sort of specific problems, I would talk it out with your doctor before going ahead, of course. But generally speaking, it doesn't interrupt or upset anybody's routine that much to not eat between 6 p.m. and 10 a.m. the following morning. It's initially difficult, but after a few weeks, you will get into the sort of swing of it. And as I said, I must be on that diet for the best part of 10 years, I think. And it has certainly worked for me. As I say, you know, it's not that strict that you don't ever eat between 6 and 10 a.m. In fact, we had friends in last night, and I had a meal at about 8:30. So, you know, again, I'll be back on it tonight. And so,
yeah,
that's the way
to
go.
That's for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Tony, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us about that this morning and for answering Joe's queries. That's Tony McGinley. He'll be back with us next Wednesday. Get your questions and queries in for him.